KB9VIS, KB9VIS. Brian, is that you? I think it is on 3968 kilocycles, lower sideband. This is November 2, India Romeo Juliet, N2IRJ, over. The static is so bad that I can't pull you out, and of all times, I really want to speak to you the most. This is the maiden voyage of the new LibertyNet antenna, and I was wondering if you could tell me how it sounds compared to the other LibertyNet antenna. Over. Pulled out that this antenna sounds bassier, and even though that sounds like a funny thing to say, I completely understand what you mean. I've experienced the same thing myself, and it usually means that the signal has more fullness, more multi-path waves that are resulting in a more stable signal. So I think this is a good thing. What I did is I changed a control setting to make it have a little bit less bass, at least the perception of it. I didn't change the bass at all. I left that the same. What I did, I increased the reverberation by one notch, but not on the reverberation control. I increased it one notch on the auxiliary post B control, one full notch. It's very subtle, and with all the bad static we have tonight, I wouldn't expect you to be able to tell. But the fact that you were able to hear the bassiness tells me that, once again, I'm impressed. You must have a darn good ear. In the past, you've helped me before with my audio, getting it fixed right. So it's really neat that you're here. I was hoping, in fact, several times this week, I was hoping to be able to run into you. And lo and behold, we ran into each other. Were you just passing by, or did you hear our QSO? Over.
Thank you.
Yeah, it turns out, Brian, the static is so bad that I was unable to pull you out that time. But I do thank you so much for coming back to give me the best signal report that you could. And yet I heard you say you did hear our QSO some, so I'm glad for that. And when I speak of the QSO, this QSO started 2 hours ago. Vic was on here. KN2T was on here. There was K8WIK, KD8PFB. There was another gentleman. I think I'm. I didn't say his call sign, but I just want to say a bunch of real nice gentlemen came in to help out with signal reports. I might not be able to hear your answer, but I'll ask it anyway. Can you tell any difference in my voice since I changed the amount of reverberation? And also, what is the power reading on your meter? What is the power reading on your meter? Maybe I'll give a whistle or something for whatever that's worth, or maybe you could just look at my voice peaks. Is it a S9 or 5 over S9 or what? I'll try giving a whistle in case that does any better, but it might not. Here goes. Okay, back to you, Brian. I think you said something about a 20, maybe a 20 over, but then I thought I heard you say the number 3 earlier on, so I'm not sure. Maybe you could just repeat the number several times, and maybe corresponding to the number, you could say what it was. For example, whistle 20 over, whistle 20 over, or whatever you think would be good for me to hear. I'm only able to hear little snippets because of the bad static. Over. That's what I believe I heard. Over. Okay, that's excellent news to hear that I'm a 30 over. That sounds like I'm stronger than I used to be with the original LibertyNet antenna. And you also said there's a change in audio. Did you say it sounds even more bassy? Over.
Right, you're lacking the trip. I am, the line of the audio is definitely with clarity. But then again, we can measure it.
somebody's tuning up on top of us, and I think you said there's a 10 dB static level, 10 dB static level, and I'm a 30 over that. I could not copy exactly what you said, except about the bass I'm talking about. I think you said that I had less bass now, maybe, but I'm not sure. Over. Okay, I'm 10 dB over the static level. Well, then that must mean that the static level is 20 dB. Is the static level 20 dB? If I'm 30 dB and if I'm 10 dB over the static level, you must have very high static, over. Wow, that's great news. That's amazing. 20 over in static, and I'm 30 over. I'm very pleased. You've been very helpful in helping me, Brian. Over. Roger, I expected it to be very subtle, so I'll leave it as it is for now, and in a future LibertyNet, perhaps, when we can hear each other better, then I'll be able to get an even better report from you. But you've already told me what I needed to know. I needed a westward signal in the worst way. And you are now the furthest station to the west. So I now know how this antenna performs in Nineland. Up to this time, the furthest I got was Eightland, Ohio. And now I have you. So it seems like this antenna is working better everywhere, both locally and distantly. Over. You've been in the hospital with strangulitis. Well, that's horrible. I am so happy to hear that you're back out, and in the future, we should be able to exchange phone numbers like you once asked me to do, but I couldn't find on the internet your number, so we'll have to figure out some way to do that, maybe when conditions are better. I could just give you my phone number, and or you could give me yours. We could work it either way. It doesn't matter. But I'd like to keep in better contact with you because we missed you on the LibertyNet for several weeks, and we were wondering what happened. So now I know. I'll have to tell Vic. And boy, I wish you well. I wish you progress. That's a very serious condition. Were your intestines, did they have to operate? Did they operate on your intestines? Over. Still got to go back every day and tell it to me. you're saying peritonitis, peritonitis. Okay, that changes it. You have bad infections then, bad infections. Over. Cellulitis, and it's close to, it sounds like you're saying MRSA, but I don't think that's what you're saying. I think you're referring to that other bad skin eating disease in the hospital, maybe over. Roger, not of Staphylococcus origin. I heard that. Boy, you're right. You said about 5 minutes ago, it's amazing that I'm even hearing you because the static is also very bad here. But every couple words I catch, and then I fill in the blanks. Hi. Over. Okay, it's only one night, and one night is not a long enough test. However, I will ask the question anyway. Is this antenna performing less, equal, or better than the previous LibertyNet antenna? Over. Fine business on the equal. That's good to know. I'm glad that I can make it at least halfway across the country just about and be equal. That's a good sign. That might mean that I'm a little bit lower now on the West Coast, which I'm sad about, but once we get my antenna higher, then I should be able to get that back, and I'll have the best of all worlds. I'll be strong locally, and I'll also have good DX. Thanks so much, Brian, and be on the mend. If conditions were better, I would stay longer, but it's extremely hard to copy. But I'm really glad that you threw out the call and grabbed me while I was still here. Your signal report is very valuable. Thank you very much. And I'll say 7-3 for now, N2IRJ. WB2VIS N2IRJ signing with you. See ya. I didn't mean to say WB2. Excuse me. WB9 or is it KA9? I forget now. I'm getting so tired. Hi again. N2IRJ. right. Kilo Bravo. KB9VIS. KB9VIS. Okay. Now we can clear. Got that right. N2IRJ. Good night. Bye-bye.